Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 17th, 2012. All the members of the Commissioners Court are present. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver, if you'll rise, please.
If you would, please bow with me as we take a moment of silent prayer for the victims, family members, friends, and loved ones associated with the tragic shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. O gracious Father, architect of the universe, we humbly ask that you guide this governing body, the thoughts and actions, so that we're doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, as we approach this holiday season, be with each and every one of us, our employees and their families. Remember the purpose and the reason behind the Christmas spirit. Your Son was born for our salvation. Dear Lord, protect us and guide us and direct us in your holy name. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Join me in reciting the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. I'll be reading very fast because Commissioner Senegal has a grandson and a Christmas program in Port Arthur, and he needs to get down there.
Thank you, Judge. Excuse me, Judge. Real fast, too. On item A.
Yes, ma'am.
That is a used single drum five-spray
smooth wheel
brusher.
A what?
A used. Used.
Oh, used.
And then on B, that is provided to us through the court security.
Okay. All right, item A is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for a used single drum vibratory smooth wheel roller for Jefferson County. Item B is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for replacement motors for Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division paid for by the Port Security Grant funding. Item C is approved specifications for invitation for bids for the sale of reversionary interest for property located at 715 Orleans in Jefferson County. Item D is to award Sabine Pass Port Authority paving and drainage improvements to Simco Enterprise in the amount of $653,519, which is funded by the Hurricane Ike Disaster Grant Project. Item E is to award the Jefferson County Courthouse parking lot stake, PAC Texas, Inc. in the amount of $135,757.20. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a letter of agreement with the San Luis Resort in Jefferson County for the Jefferson County Trial Team for blocks of rooms from April 1st, 2013 to April 5th, 2013 at the rate of $189 per room per night. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a letter of agreement with the San Luis Resort in Jefferson County for the Trial Team for blocks of rooms for April 7th through April 12th, 2013 at the same rate. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3. To the proposed water line for the City of Hampshire with T. Johnson Industries, Inc. to increase the calendar days of the contract by 60 days, bringing the total to 333 days. That's another Hurricane Ike grant project. Item I is to consider and approve a contract price extension on health care services for the inmates of Jefferson County Correctional Facility with NAFCARE, Inc. from December 30th, 2012 to January 28th, 2013. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for gray limestone for Jefferson County with APAC Texas, Inc. for a third additional one-year renewal from December 27, 2012 to December 26, 2013. Item K is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a lease of a hangar number 5 at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport with CUSA Aviation, LLC for the first additional one-year renewal from December 31, 2012 to December 30, 2013. Item L is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for cafeteria services for the Jefferson County Courthouse for John Pauls for a third additional one-year renewal from January 24, 2013 to January 23, 2014. Item M is to execute, receive, and file change order number 1 with Cheek & Associates, Inc. for engineering Architectural Services for Jefferson County Health Department, number one, the amount of $15,000 to design appurtenances and related items that will comply with the new ADA requirements. So this will make the total of the contract to not exceed $100,000. Item N is considering possibly approving auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction, scheduled for January 5th, 2013 at 9 a.m. And by addendum, item O is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file EA tablet subscription agreement between Jefferson County and Election Administrators, LLC, in the amount of $49,140 for the purchase of tablet poll books. And this is a sole source exemption pursuant to local government code section 262.0247A for items that are available from only one source because of patents, copyright, secret processes, or natural monopolies. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Do we have any discussion?
I got a couple of questions on the contract with San Luis. We have a change of venue coming up or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner, this was this is the case set on the courthouse shooting.
Oh, okay.
And we do have a change of venue. Judge Wortham has been assigned that case as Judge Stevens is a witness, and this was actually set up mostly by Judge Wortham. He had some contacts, and there'll be also, as a result of this price, we'll have meeting rooms provided and for all the witnesses coming and going and whatnot. So I think Percy told me this morning they had to have a contract on it, so that's why it's on the agenda.
Anything else? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes.
I got a no on one of them. L, I'm gonna vote no.
Okay, then put down a no vote from Commissioner Alford on item L. Okay, then we'll move on to county commissioners. Item A can be tabled. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a resolution approving the action of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation approving a 9th supplemental trust indenture and security agreement and other matters relating to the remarketing of Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds, Series 2010 for the Jefferson Refinery. And by addendum, item C, it's considering possibly authorize the county judge to execute and receive and file an application for federal assistance form 424 to obligate Coastal Impact Assistance Program 2009-2010 funds for McFadden Beach restoration programs.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget amendment for the Voter Registration Department for additional postage costs in the amount of $1,500. Item B is to receive and file an order for reappointment of Patrick Swain as County Auditor for a two-year term beginning January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2014. Item C, regular county bills, check numbers 374713 through 375007. Do I have a motion on those?
Two of this. Second, do we have? So I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded on those items under county auditor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under item A, Historical Commission, receive and file executed amended certification agreement between Texas Historical Commission and Jefferson County for participation in the certified local government program. And item B is considering possibly approve appointments to the Jefferson County Historical Commission for the 2013-2014 term. Motion.
Motion.
It's been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I just want to say, Ms. McMahon, you do a beautiful job. I mean, you kept me straight 4 years. Just continue doing that for the next four, and I'll be all right.
Would you tell him it's okay to cut down that dead tree in front of the sub courthouse?
No, but you ran interference for me.
Under risk management, item A is to receive and file an addendum to renew contract with Interface EAP on our employee assistance program. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file an investment schedule for November 2012, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that completes the items on our regular agenda. Is there anything that we need to decide?
Okay.
Do you need anything for next week, Mr. Swain, Ms. Clark?
Week of Christmas.
We are. My only concern, I wouldn't mind if we meet at 10 a.m. on December 31st because I think that there's some grants that are going to have to be submitted, criminal justice grants by juvenile, and they don't have those documents ready yet, and they're going to need those approved. So can we say 10 a.m. on December 31st?
It's fine, and also whatever bills it is, because, you know, when we don't meet. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say one thing, Judge. I want to congratulate Ricky Thompson, and which is our Ag Extension agent. He is moving on. I guess Vince Menino from Fort Bend County, they love people that work for us evidently. They come and get Ricky now.
Yeah, I hated to hear that.
Also, Judge, I want to thank Commissioner Arnold for setting that special prayer. I'm headed to my grandson's kindergarten class now. We interact with our grandkids, go in and out of the schools, take everything for granted. I'll be rushing, but I'm sure I'm going to have to go through security to get there, but it's worth it. I want to say thank you to that breath.
And add one thing. Commissioner Arnold, about 2 weeks ago, he is the president of Irving Counties and did a training, and he did an excellent job, and I want to make sure publicly I let it know that one of ours did an excellent job for an organization statewide.
That's right. All righty. Nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, buddy.